but hopefully the main point got around. So we had some questions that, of course, have now disappeared from the questions panel. So let me go find them again. Sir, I think the first question for you was, can you elaborate on an example of a citation event, please?
Can you hear me? Yes, perfect. Yeah, sure. So in this talk, I did unfortunately not have time to go into the details. And obviously, I think one of the first questions is going to be what is that citational event? I think one of the strengths of this approach of defining talking about citation counts and metrics based on citational events is that we are breaking down what is typically understood as document A citing document B into a more granular level. So now the basic unit of analysis becomes, I think the easiest way to understand is basically just the written or spoken event in the text that references another one. And the beauty of focusing on citational events is that this structure of one discursive event, one speech act referencing another one, is not only limited to scholarly documents. Now we can suddenly use the same analytic framework to talk about citations, data citations, software citations, alt metrics, tweets, news mentions. And this, I think, helps to use a more systematic language in talking about all these very similar events, which are currently addressed by very different approaches.
Thanks, Asura. Okay, the next question is for Xavier, which is, isn't the black box concept a technical system which gained trust so much that it became unnecessary to open it? So my question, why should we open those? Why did you think we should open them or lose confidence?
You can hear me? Yeah, cool. First of all, I prefer the term dark boxes instead of black boxes. Then, especially for the question around health data and insurance health data, the reality, the actual reality, is all the people around the world share their own health data into dark boxes. I mean, Amazon is one of the worst of the dark boxes in the world. But the reality of the political statement, the actual political statement around technology, is really we use dark boxes anywhere, anytime. So if you want to share any trust into a dark boxes, you have to deeply ask yourself what will happen at the next stage. What the dark boxes will present as a real problem, not just for you, but for all people around you. That's why I'm not very aligned with people who want to protect dark boxes. But, and it's another point, the real point is privacy is a fundamental human right. And if you want to protect privacy, if you want to make privacy as a fundamental human right, you do not have to trust any dark boxes. And you do not have to share any trust in companies or even in public administration who use dark boxes.
Thanks. Okay, I'm going to have a follow-up for you in a minute, but I want to move back to Asura and ask you if you can elaborate on how data packages will help opening up the metric system.
I actually think both questions. Can I leave a link in here? Does that make sense? I will leave a link to a Jupyter notebook, which contains a first quite elaborate prototype that will provide, I think, some more insights and details for these questions. But yes, data packages, I think, would be a great tool to start changing and opening up the metric system, especially from the perspective of from two perspectives: the research community, anyone working with bibliometric, scientometric data, would only benefit from having an easier way of, first of all, handling the actual data tables and the raw data, but at the same time having knowledge of the provenance. So often researchers will use citation counts that come from, let's say, the Web of Science or some newer source maybe. But what is not known is all of that information that I talked about in my talk. So having a metrics data package that seamlessly combines these two would, I think, be quite useful for researchers. And the secondary benefit I see in establishing a data package is that the schemas in the background will also be helpful to end users. Anyone who's just interested in engaging with metrics, the schemas that drive the data packages are still, I think, quite useful tools to get a first grasp of what exactly a citation count, a certain scholarly metric, represents.
Thank you. That was helpful. Okay, Xavier, I'm going to combine two questions into one to follow up with your previous answer, which is why do you prefer the term dark box instead of black box? And to follow up with the idea of privacy, one of the participants said, what about things like health data? Like, she trusts the dark box that her health data is in. I'm wondering if you can comment on that as well.
So about dark rather than black boxes, it's related to be a militant into lots of citizen and other stuff for human rights. So I mean, black people, Black Lives Matter, and technologies, that's a dark box. It's just not the same matter to have to investigate. And about hills and data, the way I see the problem in many times, it's like everything that is invisible in our environments, and not only the ecological and the biological environment, is something that can be seen at the dark boxes. Just for example, when a local public administration contracts with a private company to develop an Android app, I don't know why, sometimes for measurements on the network quality in the city, for example. And they call it something like a citizen blah, blah, blah application in Android. But they embed tons and tons of trackers and permissions that are all threats for our privacy, even in our health privacy. When you revert the application, when you are looking with some static and